first presidency message. President Monson calls for courage, by President Thomas S. Monson. Scarcely an hour passes. President Thomas S. Monson has observed, but what we are called upon to make choices of one kind or another. To make wise choices, he counseled, we need courage, the courage to say no, the courage to say yes. Decisions do determine destiny. In the following excerpts, President Monson reminds Latter-day Saints that they need courage to stand for truth and righteousness, to defend what they believe, and to confront a world that is rejecting eternal values and principles. The call for courage comes constantly to each of us, he said. It has ever been so, and so shall it ever be. Courage brings God's approval. We will face fear, experience ridicule, and meet opposition. Let us, all of us, have the courage to defy the consensus, the courage to stand for principle. Courage, not compromise, brings the smile of God's approval. Courage becomes a living and an attractive virtue when it is regarded not only as a willingness to die manfully, but also the determination to live decently. As we move forward, striving to live as we should, we will surely receive help from the Lord and can find comfort in His words. Withstand with courage. What does it mean to endure? I love this definition, to withstand with courage. Courage may be necessary for you to believe. It will at times be necessary as you obey. It will most certainly be required as you endure until that day when you will leave this mortal existence. Have courage to stand for truth. May you have the courage to stand firm for truth and righteousness. Because the trend in society today is away from the values and principles the Lord has given us, you will almost certainly be called upon to defend that which you believe. Unless the roots of your testimony are firmly planted, it will be difficult for you to withstand the ridicule of those who challenge your faith. When firmly planted, your testimony of the gospel, of the Savior, and of our Heavenly Father will influence all that you do throughout your life. We need spiritual and moral courage. The messages portrayed on television and movies and in other media today are very often in direct opposition to that which we want our children to embrace and hold dear. It is our responsibility not only to teach them to be sound in spirit and doctrine, but also to help them stay that way, regardless of the outside forces they may encounter. This will require much time and effort on our part. And in order to help others, we ourselves need the spiritual and moral courage to withstand the evil we see on every side. May we ever be courageous. As we go about our living from day to day, it is almost inevitable that our faith will be challenged. We may at times find ourselves surrounded by others and yet standing in the minority, or even standing alone concerning what is acceptable and what is not. May we ever be courageous and prepared to stand for what we believe. And if we must stand alone in the process, may we do so courageously, strengthened by the knowledge that in reality we are never alone when we stand with our Father in heaven. Teaching from this message. You might ask those you teach to think of a situation in the coming week, at home, at work, at school, or at church, that will require them to act with courage. They might face a fear, endure something challenging, stand for their beliefs, or decide to obey a principle of the gospel more fully. Invite them to share their thoughts or write them down. Applying the First Presidency Message to Youth. Someone Else's Sarah, by Mackenzie Miller. I used to find it difficult to use my beliefs as a response to a question as simple as, why don't you drink coffee? In the past, I came up with excuses like it's too bitter or I don't like the taste. Why was I embarrassed? Why was I so afraid to stand up for what I believe? Looking back now, I don't understand exactly what I feared, but I do remember exactly when I stopped hiding behind excuses. One day in my high school English class, the teacher announced that we'd be viewing an episode of a TV show I knew I shouldn't watch. While other students cheered in excitement, my classmate Sarah raised her hand and asked if she could leave. When the teacher asked why, Sarah responded matter-of-factly, "Because I'm Mormon and I don't watch shows with profanity." Her courage to stand up in front of the class was amazing. Thanks to Sarah, I too stood up and waited outside with a clear conscience for the show to finish. I was forever changed. I started explaining my beliefs instead of avoiding the subject. And as a result, I found confidence in myself and participated even more in church and school activities. I never told Sarah how much her example meant to me, but I try to emulate her example of confidence. I now realize that being a member of God's wonderful sacred church is absolutely nothing to be ashamed about. I hope that I can, through my example, be someone else's Sarah. Applying the First Presidency message to children. Courage in the Scriptures. President Monson teaches us to have courage and stand for what we believe. There are lots of examples in the Scriptures of people who showed courage. Read the following Scriptures and think about how these people showed courage and stood up for what they knew was right. Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 11 through 17. Samuel the Lamanite. Helaman, chapter 13, verses 2 through 4, and Helaman, chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. Daniel. Daniel, chapter 6, verse 7, and verses 10 through 23. Esther. Esther, chapter 4, verses 5 through 14. Esther, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. And Esther chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. End of the First Presidency Message. President Monson Calls for Courage by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.